Hey, everybody, this is Lizzie Hale.
What's up, everybody? This is RJ Hale from the band Hailstorm, and I think something smells fishy.
You are listening to My Man Fish right here on Music City Metal.
Music City Metal and Metal Lore with Fish and Martin. We're doing like a double show. Brand new podcast of Metal Lore with Fish and Martin. And we're also going to post this on Music City Metal that's been around. Another great band in the studio that's going to be playing Fish Fest. At the time of this recording, Fish Fest is just 3 weeks away, Convection. Welcome, gentlemen. Thank you, Roger, for making a long trip down today, my friend.
Well, you know, always love coming out here to the Electric Fish Bowl. It's bad to the bone. And I had to check on Jerry the goat when I first got here because,
he's shriveling up.
He was a lot more mellow this time.
Yeah, he's shriveling up. Jerry got the Cheerio castration about 2 weeks ago. Jerry's the little one out there. His mama is the black one, Pepper. And he was getting a little too frisky with mama. So sadly, we had to make the right choice. And I decided that. Well, it was like a little Cheerio rubber band. And he put this tool on and you spread it apart. And have to grab him.
I've seen it.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen it done to cows.
And then he kind of walked funny for a couple days.
He was walking.
I can't imagine why.
He's laying around. But yeah, it's been about 2 weeks since you've been here. You went out and checked him out. They're shriveling. We've been giving him aspirin.
He's
hanging in there. Yeah. Well, how are you guys, man? I've met some of you face to face for the first time. Brian, you and I have just had some great conversations up to this, and thanks for being here. Thanks for playing Fish Fest. Yeah. And we're looking forward
now,
to
now. Fish, before we get started here, who are these guys? What's the name of this band?
Oh, that Convection. Like the convection oven. That was literally what we said earlier.
It's literally what we tell everyone.
Yeah,
there's a lot of, you can go wrong. There's a lot of different words that rhyme.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like not convection.
Not convection.
Not convention.
Yeah. Convention.
Have you guys had mistakes happen like that a few times? Or?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's the biggest one?
Conviction.
Yes, all the time.
Yeah. Conviction.
We've had it spelt out that way on flyers before.
We played shows where we show up and on the flyer it says conviction.
Like, sure,
well,
okay.
That sounds pretty metal, but it's not us.
Yeah. Convection, like the other.
Well, we got four tracks to play, a lot of talking to do. Roger's going to I'm going to let Roger lead this interview. I'm just going to kind of be the guy pushing the buttons and talking a little bit.
Well,
I don't know. I love your energy, brother.
I'm going to pick up
that energy, man.
we love entertaining and hosting people here, and I hope you guys feel the vibe of this property. It's why we're doing Fish Fest, and I'm really glad that you guys are here and going to be a part of this.
Oh, yeah, we're
happy to be here. Yeah.
For sure.
More than happy.
But let's go around and just introduce you guys and make sure when you go, sure, because I was having a little bit of a hard time hearing you. But we'll go around the room, introduce yourself, what you do in the band, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, let's start with Brian. What is your name, Brian?
Well, Brian Ellis. I play guitar, I do production, kind of lead the band. That's my role.
Yep. Now, I've read some information about you guys, and you're mentioned as the leader of this group.
Mm-hmm.
This whole concept, I'm thinking about the year 2011. Mm-hmm. What happened in 2011, Brian?
Well, way back then, I was still in high school, and I was in a relationship, and, one of those deals. And I got out of that, and I started pursuing music big time, and it helped me through it, and as small of a thing that was back then, it actually helped me get into this stuff a lot deeper and start writing a lot of music. And I came up with the idea to create a band, but it was always just me in the first place.
Okay.
So I, wrote and recorded a bunch of the tracks and all the instruments for it, and then started finding the right guys for the jobs because I really wanted it to be a band down the road out of high school. And slowly started getting that together, yeah.
All right, Brian, I'm going to get personal. How old are you, brother?
I am 24, almost 25. In a week, I'll be there.
Okay, so basically you're 25 years old, and all this vision happened 9 years ago when you were about, 16 or something?
Yeah,
Okay. All right, so we got some fresh, we got some testosterone fueled kind of things going on, is what I see happening.
I'm way out back then, yeah.
Thank you for being here. And right next to you, we have, who do we have?
My name's Chris. I play bass. I've known these guys for a very long time, and kind of knew Steven knew Brian, and that's how we got together in the beginning.
Yep.
Originally a guitar player, and then started picking up bass kind of like my late teens, early 20s, and then by the time I, you know, wasn't around for the first time, came back, they asked me to join on bass, and I've been really getting into it since, and it's been a blessing.
Very good. 24. How old are you, Chris?
I'm 24 as well. I turned 25 not long after these guys.
Next month. All right.
I'm about a month.
That's cool. Okay. You know what's cool about the 25th birthday? Your car insurance goes down.
Oh, really? 26.
Really?
Yes,
it fantastic.
Does. Oh, a lot if you've had no accidents. Oh, pretty substantial.
Nice,
right? after that, they all suck, though.
So expected.
Well, luckily, I've only been one accident. It wasn't my fault.
You might not get those benefits.
Maybe. All right, then. Okay, so we got vocals.
Edit that last part.
And we got bass guitar. Right next to Chris, what's your name?
I'm Steven Jacobs, and I am also a guitarist in the band, and I do clean vocals as well. Brian does too. He didn't.
Yeah, I did mention that. We both sing in the band, like clean mainly. Yeah.
Okay.
Do harmonies together very well. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
We go way back, just as far as me and Chris.
Yeah, I think I joined with Brian in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And funny story how he found me. We happened to have the same English class together, and I was a kid from Texas, didn't know anybody, didn't care to know anybody, and I was just sitting in the back of the class playing air guitar to August Burns Red, and he looked back at me like several times, and he was just like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm playing guitar. What are you doing?" And literally, that's what started the friendship and all that stuff. So,
yeah, and here we are.
That sounds like that was meant to be.
Kind of stories. Yeah. Yeah, I love that one. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got another guitar. So we got dual guitars, mm-hmm. and you guys also do vocals. Did you say clean vocals?
Yes.
Okay, so we got some clean vocals. And did you actually say harmonies?
Yeah, yes. All the time.
Okay, now I like this much.
We do too.
Now, nowadays I want to hear some grit. I want to hear some growl. We got another man. What is your name, brother?
My name is Benjamin Forbes. I am front man, lead vocalist, and I do not sing clean vocals. I'm that gritty, dirty, nasty stuff you were talking about a moment ago. And I'm also third guitar. I just fill in third harmonies because we do love, Brian does love harmonies.
Most recently,
very much
yes.
So. We all love harmonies, but gosh darn it, if he's not going to make a 3 or 4 part one. So okay. I fill in those parts where needed. And I came into the band. Also, pretty crazy. It's a crazy story how this entire lineup came to be.
Yeah.
I was in the process of dropping out of college, and literally the day I withdrew from my classes, I went back to my dorm room to start packing up and, like, you know, texting the folks and, like, figuring out what was next. I get a message from this guy who I hadn't spoken to or seen since high school, and he's like, "Hey, man, you still like metal? You still into that kind of thing? I got a question." And then, so I came down, hooked up with him. You know,
that's
listen
great.
To what he had going on, and the rest is history.
Yes, it is.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay.
Now.
Next to Benjamin, we got another man here.
Skinhead.
Tell us your name and what you do.
Got to be the skinhead.
My name is Matthias Fedor, and I play the drums.
Drummer. All right. All right. Fantastic. We got the whole crew here today. Now, you guys, here's what we've been observing, me and the fish man. We've been going to a lot of shows here, and the truth is that Nashville, Tennessee is the metal capital of the United States, without a shadow of a doubt.
Without a shadow.
Now, there's bands that who were born and raised here, and there were bands that come in from different areas. How about you guys? Are you all locals or what?
I'm basically local. I was in Texas for 8 years, but by the time I was in high school, I came back to here, so I'd consider local.
I'm actually from Maine originally. So
no
I'm
kidding.
Wow. Yeah, I moved here when I was 5, but yeah. So my family
so
came away.
So you've been here about a little over 20 years.
Mm-hmm. So I would consider this my home, of course, but that's my original home, and I miss it. But yeah, I am.
Everyone else local? Where are you from, Chris?
I've spent most of my life in Tennessee, so I pretty much consider myself a Nashville native, if you will. I was born in Massachusetts, and I kind of I've lived in like four states, Georgia and Colorado, and came back here, and I've been living here most of my life. So,
gotcha. How about you, Mr. Forbes?
Definitely a Tennessee native. I left Memphis when I was like 8 years old, so Middle Tennessee, Nashville area is really all I know.
Wow. Okay. Young man from Tennessee. Now, we have a man here named Matthias.
Yeah.
Where are you from, Matthias? Where were you born?
I was born and raised in L.A.
Oh, no joke. Okay. Yes. Now, I was in L.A. from 1984 to 1994.
Okay.
Okay, so were you born in that time period?
I wasn't born in 92, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah! Okay,
does
so
it make you feel old, Roger?
Okay, so everybody is congregated. And we're here in Nashville, Tennessee. And, man, you guys are rocking. I know that you're going to be playing the Fish Fest 2. Is that correct? Or is that a rumor?
Yes, oh, no, definitely. Yeah, we're going to be there.
With how the marketing's going.
Okay.
Yeah, please. You know, I was really impressed in how quickly you guys had that up on your website. By far, you guys were the first. I had to hassle some of the other bands.
Got to shout out our manager, Mike Chase, man. Yeah. That dude is on it.
Oh, we love you, Mike.
I just counted. Mike is not here today. He said he might be able to.
He wasn't able. He gave me a call today.
That's okay. All right. We'll meet him at Fish Fest.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know about you, Roger. You ready to hear a tune?
Yeah.
Well, what
are we listening to here?
Yeah. We're going to start with In Your Arms, I think, right?
Sound quite right.
We're going to start with Foundry.
There we go.
I was looking.
Okay. Now, before we
In Your Arms is Oblivion Myth. Let us go back.
Oh, hey.
I got them. Sweet. We had them coming up, yeah. Their next episode, actually. But Foundry.
Yes.
Talk about it.
You go ahead.
So, start with the album. As a concept, is a massive story arc involving one character that travels to another planet, and it's in search of new life for the entire human race. That's a common theme now with Mars and stuff like that. But we kind of took that theme and ran with it for the album, and tied in just metaphors for, you know, personal issues, social issues, and just went with that theme. Overall arcing following this one person. Boundary is about, oh my gosh, you gotta listen to the whole album to get the entire story.
Yeah,
it's so convoluted. But
we're not really sure.
There's a storyboard that's gonna be put together at some point. Maybe a comic book. Stay tuned.
Yes.
But Foundry is essentially the military force coming to rescue the unneeding life that has left and sent back a message via the first track. Prima on the album. There's a lot that goes in. So Foundry is just one piece of the story that the whole album tells.
It's kind of the story of them going on their mission. It's the start of the mission, launching off and being really excited and fired up to go to this new world, but with the wrong intentions at first. And then they start to figure themselves out over the course of the album and start to get into the mindset of maybe what we're going to do isn't exactly right or what we were supposed to do. And then towards the end of the album, you start to figure out why. So it's a really deep concept.
Multiple perspectives.
So would you call this a concept album, a story? In its sense?
In a way, yeah. Not literally, but there's a lot of stuff in there that you can gather for a theme.
Okay, so the military's coming in, and they're going to do their thing.
Space Force.
I'm about ready to listen to this thing.
Space Force.
Well, go to fishproductions.rocks, get your tickets for Fish Fest just a couple short weeks away. Well, almost 2 weeks away by the time we release this. And we still have some of the first 50. Use first 50 at checkout, and you're going to save a few bucks. And if you want to keep those few dollars on there, all that money goes directly to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So come on out to the fish farm. You'll get the address once you get your ticket. Right now, Fish and Martin in Music City Metal. This is Foundry with Convection. Stay your face out.
I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on this earth? For the great day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand?
Song. Now, before I listened to this one, those guys let me listen to a different song. It was completely different. I was expecting something else. I was listening to, but right off the bat with this song, Foundry, the first thing was in my face was his vocal.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, yeah. I liked that a lot. We had some metal that was, it was metal in my face, but it didn't take me back to a certain era. In fact, I'm listening to it, I'm going, I like this. It sounded like from you guys rather than this was Metallica's second album. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I like that. And then after the first verse, you threw me for a curve. It went completely in a different direction. You know, right in the very beginning, you know what I'm talking about. There's, it went in a little different direction, and I like that. It kind of like piqued my interest, and I got a grin on my face at this point. Now, the band is Convection. There's one thing that I noticed right off the bat about you guys, and a lot of bands don't. It's about production. Mm-hmm. You have got a stereo sound.
Yes.
Okay. It's big. A lot of bands, they're too mono. They're in my face. You've taken vocals over here and way over here, so I'm here in a big space, and I like space, especially at the very end. You let this man speak on the drums at the end, and I like that. That's why I was hitting you. No.
Got to show off.
See,
the
man. Everybody, he got a chance to shine. Mm-hmm. Also, there was some double kicks in there that were pretty dang fast. Okay.
I like that.
Everybody was working with him, and I liked that. In fact, it sounded like a band. It didn't sound like the Brian Ellis group. And that's
Thank
what you.
You
want.
That's what I've been. Yeah, right. We've been working on making that.
That's
now,
awesome.
That's
we
how
had
I felt
this,
about
now,
it.
Now, you guys, we had this middle section. And there was something that was real, real low. Was that a synthesizer or was that a bass or what was it? Was that a guitar tuned down that low?
It sounded like a bass drum.
During the holds, the big part, or which part?
No. There's a bottom end that just kind of rumbles through this whole middle section.
Oh, where he's talking kind of?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is that?
Actually 8-string guitars. Yeah.
That's your bass guitar?
No, 8 strings, but basically I play on the same octave.
He plays way more notation there than we do. We just hold out these huge low notes on 8 strings.
That's what I'm hearing.
Make it just massive space sound, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Double drop D
tuning. Double drop D
tuning,
yes, sir.
It all came together at this outro, and I'm thinking it's the outro. What it is actually a pre-outro before it actually gets to the last one, and that's genius. Okay.
Thank you.
Most of the time, I'll hear an outro. Well, here's the outro. The song ends. Well, you threw me for a little curve, and you expanded on that idea, and then you faded out. Dude, I've got a big thumbs up from Roger Del Martin here. What do you think, Fish?
I appreciate it.
You know what? You said it all, but that like you said in the beginning, the things that jump out were the vocals right in your face. I am beginning to really like having two vocalists in a band. The Embers as Echoes that we played a couple of weeks ago, they have two lead vocalists. One was kind of a rappy style and one was more, you know, he did some rap and kind of like reminded me of Linkin Park a little bit. And then he went over to the hardcore in-your-face metal vocals.
Well, but, that's one thing that Benjamin, I liked about him because
It was hardcore. And then once again, in the middle section, you went into a rap mode, and you showed some diversity, okay?
Very much so.
And which I like that. It didn't go into complete rap. It wasn't like I'm copying Aerosmith and whoever it was, mm-hmm. but it came out natural. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty mm-hmm. cool. But you didn't stay on it. You dropped off. You yeah. guys did your thing with it. In fact, you supported the rap for a little while. Mm-hmm. In fact, you guys are a band. And I cannot wait to see you.
Thank you.
So how long is it? When was the last time you guys played a live show?
Where was it? Warehouse? It was the warehouse. Warehouse.
It was like the warehouse on the 28th.
Warehouse, right up 28th
of August. No, 25th. 25th of August?
At Clarksville?
No, 28th. It was the 28th.
Okay, so 28th of August.
Last year, about a year.
We know them very well up there. We're pretty... I guess you could say established in Clarksville by now with the warehouse.
I share the stage. I've seen POD there. You guys are just
they've had some big acts go through there.
And, I also saw Fear Factory there twice.
Nice.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love that place. No, I love the really sound cool in there. Place. And the only thing is it's a 90-minute drive now. You're right down the street there. They always have something going on at the warehouse.
Yeah. Another music question, you guys. Now, you, two guitar players in this band. And we got Steven, we got Brian. Mm-hmm. I'm from time to time, I'm hearing this three, chunk. I mean, who's doing that? Who's doing that chunky stuff?
Both of us?
Yeah, I mean.
Back and forth.
Is that both you guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we just kind of do.
We match up guitars.
Mimic each other mm-hmm. in a way, you know, just throughout the music. Like, he'll do one part on the left, and I'll do it on the right, and then it'll go back, and I'll do the right first, and he'll do the left first.
Yeah, we have a lot of guitar lead harmonies.
It's just a lot of trade-offs.
Well, yep. I thought it was a one person, so you guys are totally in sync.
Yep.
I could tell that, each and every one. Now, let's expand as guitar players. My question is, a lot of times when there's dual guitar players, some guy's going to take the high register, and some guy's going to play down here with some power chords. Do you guys take that approach?
In a way, I personally prefer to go down low more than anything. Mm-hmm. But there are parts that I've just been like, Brian, I want to do the high part here.
Yeah. And
so we do it.
Yeah,
It's not a dedicated thing by any means. If I if I take what I prefer, it's definitely the low chords. I like supporting it.
Okay.
Yeah, whichever us prefers.
Is this different coming from a musician like yourself? Is that different back in the day? It was a lead guitar, rhythm guitar, bass.
Well, I think these guys basically... have the same theory that we did back in the day. Now, Steven likes to get that low notes, low drone notes, and that works with the bass player. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, and if you're a high register, if you're down low and you're playing this E note basically up high, mm-hmm. it makes it big.
It does.
You guys, and I like that. Any kind of harmonies that you could pull off is going to throw something different, but you may not want that. What I'm hearing from you guys is really tight.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so I think it's a winning formula, and I like it. I like you playing down low, and I like you going around. At the same time, you guys are looking at each other like this is kind of natural. It just kind of naturally
right,
falls
it is.
In place.
I mean, going back to we've been playing together for 7 years now.
Yeah, okay. Me and him, so it's like just this massive thing that we always do. We're used to it.
Yeah. I say we dig in and play another one.
All right.
Yeah. Beyond the Rift.
Oh, man. I almost want to say that's my favorite.
This one. Really?
Oh, yeah. I love this album.
Very, very fun song.
Yeah.
is this the one that you have a couple songs that seem to be getting a little bit, like I just started using Spotify. I've been an Apple guy. But what I like about Spotify is how they recommend other similar bands. But that being said, is this the one that's a little bit more popular that you consider a single?
Mm-hmm. On this record, yeah. On this record, for sure.
Yeah,
that's his job. Starts very pretty.
Get your tickets, man. Everyone is frothing at the bit to take the stage right outside back there. Just a couple weeks away, fishproductions.rocks. You ready to hear another one, Roger?
Yeah. Is this Beyond the Rift?
This is Beyond the Rift.
I can't wait. I love this song. Get yourselves ready. Just kind of go into chill mode, everybody. Close your eyes and let's check this out.
Let it to the other. This life is not. The letters on the page are blurry. My eyes fade out of focus. All of this so different now. You never know the way we felt this.
So why don't you jump in? You always have.
We're live or we memorize.
We're live.
All right. That was Beyond the Rift by Convection. Fabulous song. Once again, I'm very impressed. We've got a whole lot of space.
All over the place.
Dude. Yeah, okay. I'm hearing what I hear. I never get bored listening to your stuff.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
Very, very intelligent. And
thank
in fact...
You.
You guys must practice constantly to be able
yep.
to pull this off.
Yeah, we do.
I'm hearing timing shifts that, dude, it'll be a train wreck.
Those are
but it's not a train wreck, and I like it. You guys really got it down. There were some things, the bass line, way up high, doing some bipping stuff. Now, Chris, do you embrace that style? Are you actually doing that style?
When I first picked up bass, yeah, I've kind of like had to get used to, you know, doing the fast finger style with my right hand. It was kind of like breaking in my right hand, and I do really enjoy that. I kind of picked up after it from Ben a little bit.
Our other bassist.
Other bassist, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like made that part my own, and yeah, I really enjoy it. I really enjoy doing a lot of the chords he does and stuff like that, and yeah, sounds nice.
Okay, that stood out to me, and I like that. Now, my main thing here, the best part of that song, I'm hearing this, the whole band, you've heard of a diarrhea blast? Have I?
This is an actual term.
We talked about this.
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing. Okay, and I'm talking about drum cell.
Blast face.
Oh, there's a flipping diarrhea blast. And you guys are all in on it. Dude, I'm very impressed. Okay, because I like that. I like those kind of drums. And sometimes a band will just ride them into the ground. I mean, after you hear it for 30 minutes, nothing sounds fast. Nothing sounds intense. But you threw that piece in there. And was it your idea?
It was.
It was.
If it's fast, it's his
idea. It always. That was totally him.
Okay, it was a brilliant idea to throw that in there. You guys, what can I say?
I don't know. Well, I can tell you this. This is one of my favorite questions to ask a band working hard like this, a young, haven't played in a while. Let's go through each guy, and you tell me if you could open up for any band on your next show, who would it be?
Any band, huh?
Yeah. If you know, just name it. Each one of you pick the band that if you were doing this, like, wow, this is it, man. To go into that next level, a little bit bigger than Fish Face.
I already know.
It's up to
you. You know? Whoever knows.
Start with the Pinger.
I would do Periphery.
Okay.
Absolutely love them. Absolutely love them.
Unexpected.
Oh,
that's
definitely.
That's an unexpected answer.
And if he said that, I would say The Contortionist for sure.
Close second for me.
Contortionist?
Yeah, I don't know if you ever heard of The Contortionist.
No.
They're a major
Periphery,
influence.
Periphery, I know. Mm-hmm. But Contortionist, no.
They're they pretty progressive still, but they're on the more melodic side of the metal sound, but they have a lot of great tracks. I actually started listening to the Language album when that came out, and it blew my mind, and that's mainly what inspired a lot of
the
sound for this record.
Yeah.
That album completely changed the way I look at drums.
Yeah, he used to just, on his way to work every day.
Interesting.
Listen to that record. So.
The Contortionist.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Contortionist.
Yeah.
It's a good band to
listen
to.
Does that apply for who else? Anyone else have a different name? What's your thought?
I would... probably say Meshuggah,
yeah.
For sure. I don't know, like, if we're heavy enough to open for the heaviest band on the face of the planet, but but that would be my answer.
Right.
I got a cool story. I'll tell you the Meshuggah story while we're eating dinner.
Please do.
Yeah,
please.
Okay. Really cool Meshuggah story.
Oh, we got our story when we saw them live. That was a fun
day. That was a great time. Who would you want to open for?
I guess kind of like one of the bigger Nashville bands then, I guess.
Really?
Like Infury. It'd be cool to open up for Infury.
Nice.
No kidding. I like that.
I caught them with Arcspire. And that, man, those guys together is fantastic. Arcspire, it's just technical melodic death metal is just, it's if you're a complete spaz in the head, it's just, it's great for you. It's like, we go over here, and we go there, and there, and then it's like as fast and complicated as you can do it, too.
Yeah. What about you, Chris?
What about you, Chris?
I would like to say Dream Theater because, like, I'm a huge Dream Theater fan. They've been a huge influence on me, but we're not. They're a little bit different. And by a little bit, I mean a lot of it. So I'd probably say Between the Buried and Me, if you've ever heard of them.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
I know.
We're close to something brush. Like that.
Yeah, okay.
You're going to dig Steve Castro's band, Crusade. You got to hear, so I'm sure he's going to do, I'm going to make him do show and tell during dinner.
Oh, cool.
Because I know he's working on a new album. Anything new going on? Now, this album came out how long ago?
Actually, February 20th of this year.
This year. It was new. Brand new.
Yeah, this is our latest.
So what's going on with more music or new music? I guess we got a lot of soak in this for a while, but...
Yeah, we've been experimenting.
Yeah, we're more in the tinkering phase. We're just starting to get some riffs that we kind of like, and we're getting them into Cubase just to have them there, and then we can start pulling from them, making actual songs out of them. Because we'll be together in a practice, and someone's just going to go off on a tangent, and we're like, oh, we like this. That's why we record all our practices.
Yeah.
It captures all that.
Sure.
Well... We got two more tunes to do, man. I'm ready to dive into another one. And while you're listening, don't close this podcast. Go to fishproductions.rocks. Or how about, what's your band website? You can buy tickets right at the Convection Band website.
Oh, yeah.
Convectionband.com, is that correct?
That is correct.
That
and
is
you
correct.
Can find everything.
Very nice website, by the way. Very
Thank
nice,
you.
Well done website. Yeah. And you guys had that link for Fish Fest right after I sent it. So very much appreciated.
Yes.
Go buy them through the site. Use the code FIRST50. It'll give you a few bucks off the tickets. Ready to hear one more, Brother Roger?
Well, almost ready. ConvectionBand.com is where we can go.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Can you buy your album from your website?
Yeah, there's links to CD Baby where you can get our album and Spotify. Everything's there.
It's like fantastic. How about merchandise? You guys going to be selling merchandise at this Fish Fest?
Definitely.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. We'll have plenty.
We'll be loading up.
Yes,
I'll tell you. Enough that. Make sure you bring a 2X. 2X.
Will do.
2X.
Noted.
All right, then. Let's hear some music.
All right, let's hear it. Celestial, Music City Metal and Metal Lore. Some more Convection.
Yeah.
And then,
oh, yeah.
That was a fun night.
Jump out the,
I might just, yeah, throw it up.
One's different. See,
well, no, I like this one because it gave me a little contrast because I had to work real hard to really listen. And sometimes, okay, give me a break. And right off the bat, I heard a basic 4/4 timing. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. Okay, let's get a groove. Okay, now you expanded on that. And what kept it different to me was these harmonies out here. Now you're laughing because you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And then I'm okay with that. And then the middle section, we go back to the 4/4, and I'm grooving on it. Right? It just has a nice clean groove, and it surprised me at the end because I'm here and I don't know what this instrument is, and the next thing I know, it's a piano, mm-hmm. okay, or it's a keyboard, and then it gets really, really clean and crisp. Indeed, that was so refreshing. See, you cleansed my palate, and I don't know what you're going to hit me with next. But,
oh yeah, there's
but
plenty
I'm ready
more
for
where
it.
That came from.
I think that's a brilliant song, and I think it's perfect for a concept album. It let me breathe for a little bit. Fish, you got another one to throw at me?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Let's
we
do
got
it.
One more. We're gonna do one more. We'll come out and do a couple of questions, but it's time to eat.
Ooh.
It's almost time to eat.
Okay, well, I'm ready.
Yeah, because okay. I'd like to ask them who their favorite influence is for each instrument. Like, you know, like, well, let's just do it. Can we do that?
Sure, we can.
Yeah, let's do this.
In fact,
Matthias has a cool story on how he met the other band. That's one thing, because I don't think we covered how you guys all got together.
It's quite a funny story because
it's my favorite.
Yeah, I lived completely across the United States, and I kind of moved back out here to Tennessee. Kind of went back and forth
from
a
LA?
Lot of places. Yeah,
from LA,
and I actually didn't do music for a year. I was kind of in a rough spot. I sold my drum set and kind of thought like if music was really that important to me, I'd find a way to still do it. And a year later, I go to see a prog metal show for Halloween, and it's these guys without
no
a drummer.
Kidding. What year was that?
At the end in Nashville.
Was this recently?
This was
how long,
around
years?
This time, 3 years ago,
oh,
this
wow.
time of year.
Oh, that's cool.
And I had a blast, and I was chatting. I was talking to Steven first at the bar.
What show was it?
It was like a Halloween festival or something, or late in the year. At the end,
I think
it was just put a show together.
Oh, at the end, one of the
with,
shows,
with
yeah.
Bruce.
Good
yeah,
times over there. Yeah.
Puts cool. on those shows. That's how we met. Yeah.
Just seemed like the stars were aligned. So
yeah.
I don't know. I kind of just.
So you went out and bought a new kit.
I said, yeah, screw it. I'll
had
go
to break
with.
It back.
Actually,
out. Yeah. Right.
The studio provides all we need.
Oh, yeah. I got
to. Robbed the guy that he sold them to, actually.
Yeah, they never found him.
Don't worry about it. Don't forget fishproductions.rocks or convectionband.com, and there's a ticket link right inside there. We went with the theme hashtag alone is not together. You know, in the middle of all this quarantine, I kept seeing that on television, alone together, alone together. And I had some suicide happen in my family through this. I've been through it before, and it's on the increase. And I'm like, you know what, Mary, we're going to do this. About awareness and how much of an increase, and alone is not together. I'm sorry, but
no,
alone
right,
is not
right.
together. And I also, you know, we're doing the socially distanced thing. We're going to have picnic tables spread out all back there. Keep it safe. We got room, plenty of room for 250 people safely. We checked all that out. And that's important. Physical health here obviously is important, but so is being together and mental health. And when you're isolated, bad things happen.
Yeah.
So
yes,
that
sure.
was
yes.
the
idle hands. Yeah. Idle hands. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the theme of Fish Fest this year, is to let some great talent express their stuff. So come on out. We got some raffles. We're giving away coffee. We have some drumsticks from Ian's Drum Company that just slipped my mind. I should know that. We have a lot of good things to give away, and we'll be selling raffle tickets. So you got the mic. Grab the mic. You ready to jump in?
Oh, no. He just had been holding it for a while.
Oh, he's not here. Would you hold this?
It's my turn to hold the purse. I can't.
Well, anything. We're going to play Supercell here and call this one almost a wrap. Mm-hmm. And anything about this song that stands out, or what part of the story, anything at all, or should we just dive into it and listen to it?
Just a side note, really, that it's this is the only song that we played today that is from our previous album.
Popularity.
Yeah. This is but it is our most popular tune. So all right.
What was that album called? That's the other one right here, right on the table.
Yeah, it's called Polarity.
Polarity.
That song is more about nature and how destructive it can be, and surviving it and being aware of how crazy.
Yeah. Life happened here, can be. Not far away. Yeah.
The humbling,
Being humble and being understanding about that.
Just a few miles away, we got knocked down a couple chips with that tornado this year. Yeah. I guess you got a little similarity between Supercell and talking about the weather, so
yeah,
we'll see if he can rock us like a tornado. That was a bad attempt at a scorpion shirt there. Here it is, Supercell, Convection, Music City Metal, and Metal Lure with Fish and Martin.
The National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning. This is an extremely dangerous and life-threatening situation. Take cover immediately.
That was another fantastic tune by Convection Band. These guys are going to be awesome. I can't wait to Fish Fest.
I know.
Look, you guys, Fish Fest is more than just about bands. It's for a good cause. We're going to be out in the fresh air. It's going to be healthy. We're going to be doing some social distancing. We're going to listen to some great
bands. We'll
still
be together.
You guys, it's $20 a pop. $20 a ticket. That ain't bad at all. We're fixing to get down with the Rebound sound. Go to convectionband.com. You can buy tickets there. You can get information on the band, and you can get some merchandise. What else we got, Fish? We about to wrap this thing
up?
Yeah,
we're about to wrap. Yeah, we got 20 minutes till that meeting, and if I'm late, my wife will kick my ass. It's kind of my fault. Gentlemen, thank you. Thanks so much. Promote the hell out of this and share it with someone if you can't make. Make it physically. We are talking about being able to stream this here, so we will see on that. But again, guys, we'll see you guys in a few weeks. Let's go eat. Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome.
Thank you, bro. You know, I like our new vibe here.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Hey, you want to make the world a better place? Commit a random act of kindness to a complete stranger. Peace.